Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Pádraig Lodge is here with the sport. No Mo, but still a win for Liverpool, Pádraig.
Yeah, they're in a good place. Going to the Champions League.
Sure, they don't need him.
Well, you could look at it that way. They were going to get a break from him for a while because he'd be heading off to play in the African Nations Cup. And hopefully this spat between himself and Arne Slot can be sorted out somehow, because we're getting a little fed up of dealing with it every morning. Last night, Dominic Szoboszlai scored an 88th minute penalty to give Liverpool a 1-0 win at Inter Milan. And Mo Salah actually posted a photo of himself in an empty gym back in their training complex earlier in the day, just to remind him that he's doing his own bit on his own to keep himself fit. As Spurs maintain their strong Champions League home form with a 3-0 win against Slavia Prague thanks to an own goal and penalties from Mohamed Kudus and Xavi Simons. And Chelsea give up a half-time lead to fall to a 2-1 defeat to Atalanta in Bergamo, and that leaves their hopes of a top 8 finish really touch and go. Tonight, high-flying Arsenal travel to Belgium to play Club Brugge. Newcastle United are on the road to Germany taking on Bayer Leverkusen, and in the live RTE game, Manchester City have an away fixture against Real Madrid. The Ireland women's hockey team will get their FIH Pro League campaign underway against Belgium at the Sport Ireland campus in Dublin this afternoon. Live television coverage begins at 2 o'clock on the RTE News channel. Ireland disappointed at last summer's European Championships, failing to score in any of their games. Captain Sarah Hawkshaw has been telling Siobhan Madigan that the team is relishing the opportunity to put on a show in front of their home fans.
There is one element of it almost feeling settled that we're playing on our home ground. We're used to having a big crowd of support. As I mentioned, our fans like to travel. It's nice to bring them home. I wouldn't say it adds more pressure to the team for success. Like, the good thing about the Pro League is it's a league. It goes on all year. We know we're going to be in Dublin. Our next one's Sydney. We're in Germany. We're in Holland. So it's the beginning of something that we've never been part of before, which is exciting.
This is the level, though, where Ireland want to compete and where Ireland need to compete to be amongst that elite group. But it's almost key to make that good start.
Yeah, definitely. And at home. You know, we have to use what we have. You know, we have a crowd here that are going to be our extra man on the pitch. Do you think getting points out of this league would be really, really important next weekend? Like, you look at consistency. We saw in the Europeans, we weren't exactly happy with how we left that European Championships, but it shows how tight the women's international hockey field is at the minute. Anyone can kind of take anyone on any given day, and we really do feel like we're sitting among those top teams. And the Pro League is the best tournament to be in to test that.
That's Sarah Hawkshaw. Kildare woman Lauren Walsh has secured a full LPGA Tour card for next season after securing a joint 17th place finish at the qualifying school in Florida. Walsh, who played her amateur golf out of Castle Warden, will now join Leona Maguire on the lucrative US circuit. Max McCusker has become the second Irish swimmer to sign up for the controversial Enhanced Games, the new event that allows the use of performance-enhancing drugs. McCusker was part of the Irish relay team that competed at the Paris Olympics. Set to take place in Las Vegas next May, the Enhanced Games will feature athletics, swimming and weightlifting. The sports ground in Galway will stage the Women's Six Nations rugby game between Ireland and Italy in April. Ireland's other games will be in Belfast and Dublin. Stocknield's All-Ireland Club Hurling semi-final against Loughrea will take place at Parnell Park on Sunday week. The second semi-final between Ballygunner and St Martins of Wexford will be played the same afternoon in Thurles. And finally, the first two home last year, Banbridge and Ile Francais, are among 15 contenders to stand their ground with the King George at Kempton Park on St Stephen's Day.
Pádraig, thanks very much. We'll have more from Pádraig in the next hour.